The reading is from James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. Two kinds of wisdom. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Jane. And now Janet's going to come and talk to us about wisdom. I'll just say a little prayer. Heavenly Father, we just ask for your presence here today, and we ask for your wisdom for Janet as she brings us your word on wisdom, and we ask that you open our ears and our hearts to listen and understand your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Lisette, and thank you, Jane, for reading that. I am finding this epistle of James so challenging. Last week, Roberto talked about the use of the tongue, how dangerous the tongue can be, how careful we have to be in the use of our words. 2 weeks ago, Elliot talked about faith without works being dead. This is such a challenge. And then today, I have to speak on wisdom. There's lots and lots in the Bible on wisdom. Now I'm going to start with a quote and see if anyone knows where it comes from. The fool doth think he is wise, but the wise man knows himself to be a fool. Anyone know that one? Shakespeare, it's As You Like It. Aristotle, this one. Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Albert Einstein, any fool can know, the point is to understand. Then I found a quote from actually a science fiction writer called Isaac Asimov. The saddest aspect of life right now is that science gathers knowledge faster than society gathers wisdom. I found that an interesting one. In the Bible, there's lots in the book of Proverbs. We're told the wisest man who ever lived with the gift of wisdom was King Solomon. Look at the book of Ecclesiastes as well. And then also, this book of James talks about wisdom. In the beginning of James 1, verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, James writes, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So today we're going to look at the rest of chapter 3, and it's all about those two kinds of wisdom, earthly wisdom and heavenly wisdom. And he starts by writing, do follow this from the sheets. Verse 1, not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. Oh, that is scary. When James was writing, the wise people at the time, the teachers, were the rabbis. They were the ones who were considered as the wise people to have around. And he says, beware, those of you that think you're wise, those of you who teach, you're going to be judged more strictly. That is so scary. But James is very much writing in the context of your faith being shown in your actions. How genuine is your faith is seen by how you actually behave. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. The temptation for teachers is to be theoretical and not practical. The temptation for teachers is to have all that knowledge up here and start throwing that knowledge at people, hurling that knowledge at people, but not always applying it to ourselves. Spurgeon defined wisdom as the right use of knowledge. So wisdom, James stresses, is not just intellectual. It's not just who knows the most verses in the Bible, who knows the longest theological words. But wisdom, James says, is seen in behavior. It's seen in our works and deeds. It's seen in how we apply that knowledge in our heads to everyday life. Do our lives, do our deeds reflect wisdom? People can spot hypocrisy a mile away. And people can spot really easily if what you're saying doesn't match up with what you're doing. It's not easy to be a preacher. So show your faith, he says. Put your wisdom should be seen in your behavior. So he talks about the two sorts of wisdom, the earthly and the heavenly, the below and the above, the unspiritual and the spiritual. Can be quite confusing. Sometimes it's hard. You hear somebody say something and it sounds quite wise. And then in the middle of this very wise speech, you hear just a little biting comment or a cynical remark or a nasty word that just cuts inside. And that shows the wisdom that person is appearing to speak is actually coming from below, not from above. Verse 14, he writes, if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. Earthly wisdom, he said, is shown by bitter envy and selfish ambition. I've got another quote from one of my favourite books, Pride and Prejudice. Are you aware where Miss Bingley is rather envious of Elizabeth, who has been to visit? And she is slightly suspicious that Darcy is keen on Elizabeth. And so Miss Bingley makes this wonderful speech, and then she slips in a very snide remark about her eyes, her shrewish eyes, or her suntanned complexion. And Jane Austen writes this, angry people are not always wise. Because it has, as you may remember from the book, actually the effect of making Darcy even more keen on Elizabeth. Angry people are not always wise. So earthly wisdom, it's often shown by an envy inside or selfish ambition. And when that happens, you often want to twist things to your own advantage. It's a bit like politicians who appear really wise, but when you listen carefully, they're trying to manipulate, or their wisdom is covering up an unhealthy ambition inside. James uses stronger and stronger words. He first talks about this sort of wisdom being earthly, then unspiritual, and finally demonic. Satan is the father of lies. The devil can appear very pleasant on the outside, But inside is evil. There are wrong intentions inside. And the consequences, we're told, are very clear. Disorder and every evil practice. Verse 16, where there's envy and selfish ambition, you'll find disorder. The consequence of this wisdom that comes from below is rivalry, is fighting in communities. It's when there's a breakdown of relationships, when peace is disrupted, when people make carping comments, when people show that spirit of criticism, which is so destructive in a family, in a community, in a church. People have left churches simply because one person made one slightly horrible, biting remark, and they never come back again. Let's avoid selfish ambition, that envy inside our hearts. So by contrast, we've got that heavenly wisdom from above. The wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Godly wisdom is shown in the fruit of the Spirit. I suggest you take away that passage and look at verse 17 again and again. Meditate on it. Weigh up what you say and what you do. Are we pure, peace-loving? Am I considerate? Am I submissive? Am I full of mercy? Does my life show the good fruit of the Spirit? Am I impartial in the way I treat others? Am I sincere? Do I try to make the peace? The wisdom from above is pure. That means there's no difference between what's inside us and outside. There's a sincerity there, a purity. Peace-loving or peaceable. I love that word, peaceable. Someone who is considerate, who cares for others and their feelings. Submissive or humble, those that put others first. Full of mercy and people who show compassion towards one another. And those that bear the fruit of the Spirit. Last year, I really enjoyed that sermon series on the nine fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We're called not to be hypocrites. That word meekness I've been thinking a lot about, or be full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. The Greeks very much saw it as a weakness, but Jesus sees it as like a primary virtue, that meekness or gentleness that comes from trusting God, being free from selfishness, putting ourselves first. This deep peace and wisdom James is writing about is really hard to acquire. But I have seen it in other people. I've seen it in people that have spent years steeped in prayer, years steeped in self-discipline, to those that have opened themselves up to the Holy Spirit moulding their behaviour, to those who have decided, I will follow Jesus, I will turn to him at all times. I've seen this godly wisdom in disciples who pray and persevere. And the consequence? A whole harvest of righteousness is reaped. Do you remember the Beatitudes? Blessed are the meek, they will inherit the earth. Blessed are the peacemakers, they will be called children of God. Don't you just love peacemakers? I don't know if you've got any amongst your group of friends or in your wider family or communities. The peacemakers are those who, when you're gathered together, they're the person who damps things down, who doesn't inflame tensions. They're the people who pour oil over troubled water, the people that placate, who pacify, for those who use a slightly gentler voice or a gentler tone of phrase. Think what it means to be a peacemaker, to show that godly wisdom. It's all back, isn't it, to that use of your tongue again. Words can so inflame a situation. Believe me, I know. But words can make things 10 times worse than they were already. But wise words can also assuage hurt feelings. Wise words can calm us down. Wise words can bring about peace. So to be finished, what are the words we use? Are we wise in what we say? So let's be honest with ourselves. And in the quiet after the talk, just ask God to bring to mind. Let's be honest. Honesty, Thomas Jefferson said, is the first chapter in the Book of Wisdom. We show our wisdom by what we say and by what we do, by our words and by our deeds. And if we lack it, we ask God for it. So let's finish by going back to James 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So let's just be quiet now, and let's reflect. Let's ask God to show us what is going on inside our hearts. And let's reflect on that verse 17 and whether this could be used to describe ourselves. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Heavenly Father, we crave for that heavenly wisdom to be seen in our lives and in our words and our deeds. Forgive us, Lord, for the times we appear to be wise, but really we're not. Help us to look to you, to guide us, to help us. And so we pray to you for your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.